So we have been preaching through the Gospel of Luke.
那我们呢, 的讲道是讲真本的路加福音。
And so when Rupert asked me to speak, I thought I would share my favorite passage that we've gone through so far in our series.
当徐长老邀请我来的讲道的时候, 我想我就, 讲路加福音里面我到目前为止最喜爱的一段经文。
And so this passage that we just read, it's really impactful because it's speaking about a miracle.
那么我们刚刚读过的这段经文是很有能力的, 因为是关乎一个很大的神迹。
And even on a Sunday morning at 9:30, it's really important for us to be thinking about miracles.
虽然是主日的早上9点半, 但是呢, 我们很需要思考这个神迹的事情。
When I work with our youth group, they often ask, how come we don't see miracles like we see in the Bible?
当我在青少年组侍奉的时候, 他们经常问我这个问题, 为什么现在没有神迹?
Why don't we get to experience something like the story of David and Goliath?
我们现在为什么不能经历像大卫和哥利亚那样的故事?
Or any of the healing miracles that we see in Jesus' ministry or in the early church in Acts.
或者是在耶稣在世的时候，他所行的各样神迹，或者是呢在使徒行传里的那些神迹。
And so I give our students my favorite answer.
所以呢，我给我的学生呢，这是我最喜欢的答案答复。
I don't know. What do you think?
我不知道你怎么想呢？
Because it's hard for us to think about the idea of miracles.
因为啊，神迹是一个很困难的事。
But we have some understanding of what a miracle is.
我们有一些可以理解的地方。
So if you to get to know me a little bit, I love every kind of sports.
所以呢，你们如果想知道一些关于我的事，我是非常喜爱各式的运动。
And one of the most famous events in sports was called the Miracle on Ice in the 1980 Winter Olympics.
那么在运动史上一件很有 一件很重要的事呢，就是1980年在冬季奥运会里的发生的事情。
Netflix has a movie about it that's simply called Miracle, one word.
这个呢是一个神迹，是在那个冰上的曲棍球的啊。Netflix 就把这个拍成影片，影片的名字呢就叫做神迹奇迹。
Now, even on the English side, no one knows what hockey is.
甚至呢，在英文部，大家也不知道冰上曲棍球是怎么一回事。
So, if you're unfamiliar with the story, let me explain it a little bit.
所以呢，如果你不熟悉这个故事呢，我就给你们讲一下。The
reason it was called a miracle was it was referring to the United States Olympic hockey team defeating the Soviet Union.
为什么这是一个奇迹呢？ 这是关于美国的那个美国队击败苏联队的事。
And at the time, the USSR team was considered the best team in the world by a wide margin.
那么在当时这个苏联的队呢，是大家公认为是世界上最好的，而且呢是远远超过其他的队。
So before the Olympics, the USSR team had played several exhibition games against All-star teams from the United States and Canada.
所以呢，在这个运动会以前的苏联的队，就跟好几个其他国的队，包括美国和加拿大队，做了这个表演赛。And
even the best team composed of American and Canadian players lost 6-0.
那么，即使是那个明星队啊，有美国和加拿大最好的球员，他们也是啊，六比零败诉。
Just before the Olympics, the United States and the Russian team played, and the Russian team won 10-3.
那么在奥林匹克赛以前呢, 美国队跟苏联队比的时候, 苏联队呢, 是10-3, 胜了。
But by some miracle, in the actual Olympic competition, the United States team managed to win and win the gold medal.
那么, 这次奇迹出现了，就是当奥林匹克赛时候呢，美国队赢了，就拿了冠军。And
as the game was ending, this was the announcer's words.
当这个比赛快要结束的时候，这个报告员呢是这么样讲的。
10 seconds left. 5,
还有十秒钟、五秒钟。
Do you believe in miracles?
你们相不相信有奇迹呢？
Because it was so unlikely this could have happened.
因为啊，这是非常不可能发生的。
And I think the biggest challenge with miracles is that we have trouble expecting that they're going to happen.
那么，关于奇迹最大的问题就是说，我们不期盼这个是会发生的。
And when it comes to the miracles that we see in the Bible,
所以呢，当我们在圣经里看到神迹的时候，
either we think that was back then, I'm not going to experience it now.
我们可能就是这是以前的事，现在是不会有这样的经历。
Or we just don't understand how something like that could happen.
或者我们不明白这种事怎么可能呢？
But I think the reason so many members of our youth group ask about miracles is for one reason.
但是我想，为什么我们这个青少年他有当中有很多人问这个问题呢？
We want to know that God is capable of doing a miracle in our lives.
因为我们想知道神还是能够在我们的心中做出奇迹来。
If I had to guess, I think many of us are wishing for miracles to happen in our own lives.
如果我能够猜测的话，我相信我们当中很多人都希望神在我们的生命当中能够做成神迹。
We're wishing that something in our earthly circumstances might change.
我们希望我们在世的这个我们的环境当中有些事能改变。
We don't necessarily expect that it'll happen.
我们不真正的相信会发生。
But we want it to.
但是呢，我们要希望能够发生。
We're hoping that someone that's important to us will become a Christian, will believe in Jesus.
我们希望呢，我跟我们身边重要的人，我们希望他们能够相信耶稣。
Or we're hoping that something difficult within our families or in our jobs, that something might change.
我们希望在我们家庭中或者在我们工作的场所的困难的事情能够有所改变。
And so we're all hoping that we can trust that miracles actually do happen.
所以呢，我们都很相信啊，希望能够相信说神迹是可以发生的。
And that's why the story we just read is so important.
所以呢，我们刚刚读到的这个故事是为什么这么重要？
I hope that as we consider it today, we can not only expect that miracles could happen.
所以呢，当我们今天一起思考的时候，我们不单能够相信说神迹是会发生的。
But we can also see that God has done the most important miracle that any of us could need.
那我们也希望能够看见说神已经在我们生命当中做成那个最重大的神迹。
Now, I'm trying something new this morning.
那今天早上呢，我有个新的尝试。
I ever used slides before when I preach on the Chinese side.
在中文堂讲到的时候，我以前从来没有用过幻灯片。
I only speak one language.
我只会讲一种语言。
And so Steve asked me if I wanted to control the slides, and I told him I can't read it.
所以当小 B 问我，我要不要自己来控制这个。换灯片的时候，我说我不要。
And Rosa remarked that maybe the miracle this morning is that I will somehow be able to speak Mandarin.
那 Rosa 就说，也许今天早上会有神迹出现，你就会讲中文了。
And I'm sorry, but no such miracle has happened.
那很对不起，到目前为止还没有这样的神迹出现。
But the verses we'll read and the three ways I want us to think about this passage will be up on the screen.
那么我们今天所读的经文，我希望我们从三方面来看。那么这个三点呢，是这个幻灯片里。
Now, obviously, I didn't do this translation.
这个翻译不是我做的。
But what I think it says.
但是我想大概是这么讲的。
When it comes to miracles, we want to see what it means to accept God's miracles.
所以当我们来看到神迹的时候呢，第一点我们要接受神的奇迹。
To share them.
然后呢，分享神奇迹。
And also to sing about them.
然后呢，去歌颂这个神的奇迹。
That's what we see in the passage that we're going to read.
所以呢，在我们读的这个经文里面，我们可以看到这些点。
So first, what does it mean to accept God's miracles?
所以第一点，接受神的奇迹是什么意思？
And when we see that for Mary, when she is told she will experience a miracle,
所以呢，当玛利亚听见说她要经历一个神迹的时候
，We see that she's able to accept it.
我们看到她能够接受。
She believes that it's going to happen.
然后呢，她也相信这个会发生。
Let's take a look at this in verse 26.
所以呢，我们一起来看第二十六节。
We see the start of a conversation between Mary and the angel Gabriel.
所以呢，在这里我们看到，玛利亚跟天使加百利的一段话。
It starts by saying that this takes place during the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy.
那么他这个对话是这么开始，说是，到了六个月啊，这个，伊丽莎白已经怀孕六个月了。
Now, this is a really important detail because Elizabeth's pregnancy is also fairly miraculous as well.
这个细节是非常重要，因为伊丽莎伯的怀孕呢，也是一个神迹。
Elizabeth, who is a relative of Mary,
那么伊丽莎伯跟玛利亚是有亲戚关系的。
She finds out she's going to give birth.
那么玛利亚发现这个伊丽莎伯呢要生产。
But she was so much older than the normal age that you would expect to be able to give birth to a child.
可是呢，伊丽莎伯呢已经过了一般的那个生产的年龄。
This is all explained in the previous 25 verses in Luke.
这是在前面二十五节讲的。
It was so unlikely that Zechariah, her husband, who was also a priest, he didn't believe that it was going to happen.
那么这件事呢是非常的不可能，甚至她的丈夫是一个祭司也不相信。
And that's part of what makes a miracle a miracle.
这就是为什么啊，一个奇迹是奇迹的原因。
It's something we don't believe that can happen.
是一件我们不相信会发生的事情。
So for Elizabeth, she was going to give birth as well.
所以呢，伊丽莎伯呢也要生产。
And it was during the sixth month of her pregnancy that now the angel Gabriel appears to Mary.
所以呢，到伊丽莎伯怀孕六个月的时候呢，天使加百利就向玛利亚显现。
And in verse 28, we see the start of their conversation.
所以呢，在二十八节呢，这就是他们对话的开始。
Notice how Gabriel the angel has to go to great lengths to comfort Mary.
你们看这个天使啊，他是很用心的要来安慰玛利亚。
And that makes sense because it's probably pretty scary to talk to an angel face to face.
这是很有道理的，因为啊，跟一个天使面对面讲话可能是一件很害怕的事。
Has anyone in here had this happen to them recently?
你们当中有没有人在最近的时候有这样的经历？
I think if we were in Mary's situation, we would be scared.
我想如果我们是玛利亚的话，我们也会害怕。
And we see how comforting the angel is in what he says.
我们可以看到啊，天使是如何的安慰玛利亚。
Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you.
天使说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。
And if we go to the next verse, to verse 29.
那我们看第二十九节。
It tells us that Mary is greatly troubled.
这里说玛利亚因这话就很惊慌。
Which again is understandable, given that she's face to face with an angel.
这个啊是可以理解的，因为她面对面的见到这个天使。
And that's why in verse 30, Gabriel reassures her with an important phrase.
所以呢，到第三十节的时候，天使又再一次向他保证。
He says, "Do not be afraid."
他说，玛利亚，不要怕。
Probably words that Mary needs to hear in that moment.
那很可能这在这个时候，这是玛利亚最需要听到的话。
And so after this, Gabriel reveals to Mary what it means that she is highly favored.
所以这个以后呢，天使就告诉玛利亚，蒙大恩。是什么意思？
And so he tells her that she will give birth to a boy.
他就告诉玛利亚，他要生一个男孩子。
That his name will be Jesus, and that he will be great and called the Son of the Most High.
可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子。
And there are two very important details that we might not always pick up on that happen next.
下面呢又有两个很重要的细节。
In verse 32, it says God will give him the throne of David.
32节说主神要把他主大卫的位给他。
And that he will reign over Jacob's descendants.
他要做雅各家的王。
For the people of Israel at this time,
以色列人在这个时候
they were looking for a miracle.
他们呢正在寻求一个奇迹。
And the miracle that they were looking for was a savior, a deliverer, or a messiah.
他们所要求的奇迹呢，就是有一位救主，弥赛亚。
Because if you know the history of God's people,
所以你们如果知道神的民的这个历史，
they had not been free for many, many years.
已经很多年都没有自由了。
They had been ruled by the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, and now the Romans.
他们是被巴比伦统治，被波斯，现在呢是被罗马人统治。
And we see in many parts of the Old Testament, they have prophets or leaders who can help them hear from God.
那么在他们的历史当中呢，他们有很多的先知，有带领人，把神的话传给他们。
But at this time, God had been silent. For 400 years.
可是在这个时候呢，神已经沉默了400年。
And so on the one hand, the people of Israel, they knew they were promised to be delivered.
所以呢，一方面来看，这个以色列人有神的应许，说神必拯救他们。
But they hadn't experienced, they hadn't heard anything for hundreds of years.
但是呢，几百年来，他们什么都没听到。
But now, through this message the angel is bringing to me,
现在呢，经过这个天使传给玛利亚的信息
，He is saying, "This is the deliverer."
他在说，这是你们的救主。
That's what it means when God will give him the throne of David.
这个啊，神说他要把他主大卫的位给他，就是这个意思。
And so, if it wasn't strange enough that Mary was face to face with an angel.
所以啊，如果玛利亚跟天使面对面这件事不足以为怪的话，
Now she's being told that she's going to give birth to the one who will deliver the nation of Israel.
现在呢，她听到说她要生的那个孩子是要拯救以色列人的那位救主。
But there's one more very important detail we haven't considered yet.
可是这里呢，还有一个很重要的细节我们还没有谈到。
We see this in verse 34.
我们在第三十四节看到。
Mary says, "How will this be, since I am still a virgin?"
玛利亚对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
So let's think about this.
所以让我们来想一想。
Imagine you're Mary.
假设你是玛利亚。
It's already wild enough that you're face to face with an angel.
这整个的情景已经是很特别，因为你面对面的见到天使。
But you're told you're going to give birth to a baby.
然后呢，他就告诉你说你要生一个孩子。
And let's set aside for a moment that he's going to be the one who delivers Israel.
那我们暂时不要想说这个孩子将来是要成为以色列的拯救者。
I don't know the best way to say this, but Mary just had questions about how she had become pregnant.
我不知道怎么讲最好，不过呢，就说玛利亚这个时候呢，她在想，她怎么能够怀孕呢？
She knew there was no physical reason why she would be pregnant.
她就知道说，她没有任何的这个理由说她会怀孕。
And so to answer her, we see what the angel Gabriel says.
然后我们就看这个天使加百利如何回答她。
In verse 35, he says that it is the Holy Spirit's doing that the baby being born will be called the Son of God.
那么天使回答说，这件事呢是圣灵要成就的，所以呢这个孩子呢要称为神的儿子。
And in verse 36, Gabriel also references that Elizabeth, Mary's relative, is in the sixth month of her own miraculous pregnancy.
然后呢，在第三十六节，天使呢又提到伊丽莎。
And it's here that we see a very famous verse in the Bible, verse 37.
这里呢，我们看第三十七节是非常有名的一节经文。
It says, "For no word from God will ever fail."
因为出于神的话没有一句不带能力的。
Or other English translations say, "Nothing is impossible with God."
说，或者其他的翻译可能说，没有一件事在神是不可能的。
And so, what is Mary's response to this?
那玛利亚怎么回应呢？
See this in verse 38.
我们在第三十八节看到。
And she says, "I am the Lord's servant."
我是主的使女。
May your word to me be fulfilled.
请愿照你的话成就在我身上。
And then the angel left her.
然后天使就离开他去了。
So let's pause for a moment and think about what Mary's response means in this moment.
所以让我们暂时停下来思想一下，玛利亚的回应是什么意思。
She says, "May your word be fulfilled."
她就说，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Do we see that even though none of this makes sense?
我们是不是看到，虽然这一切都不合情理
，Mary is accepting of what the angel says is going to happen.
然后玛利亚就接受了天使说将要发生的事情。
So when the angel says that your son will sit on the throne of David and rule over Jacob's descendants,
所以当天使说，你的孩子要坐在大卫的位置上，他要治理雅各的家。
Mary, being Jewish, she would have some idea of what this means.
那么玛利亚因为她是犹太人，她是可以明白这些话。
She's accepting of the fact that she's going to have a baby even though there's no physical reason why it should happen.
那么她能够接受说她要生一个孩子，虽然呢这个所有的情况呢都不是可以让她有个孩子。
But she's bringing a child into this world that would deliver God's people.
然后呢她生出来的孩子呢是要成为以色列人的救主。
I have a really hard time just seeing that Mary would respond in this way.
那我是很难想象玛利亚会这样子的回应。
But there is so much that we can learn from Mary's response.
但是呢，从玛利亚的回应里面，我可以学习到很多。
It shows that at the least she has some capacity to accept that God is going to do something miraculous.
对，第一点就表示说她至少能够。明白说神要在他身上成就一件奇迹。
And hopefully it teaches us something about the miraculous power of God.
所以呢，也希望这我们能够学习到神的大能，他的能够行神迹的大能。
Very often, I think we can walk into church thinking everything's going to be the same.
通常呢，我们就来到教会，我们就说所有的事情都是照例。
It's another Sunday. I know what we do. I can predict what's going to happen.
这不过又是一个主日我知道会发生什么事。
We might have trouble believing that God is actually doing something very powerful.
那我们就难相信说，实际上神是在他的大能是在做事。
And as a pastor, I know I'm guilty of this.
然后呢，作为一个传道人呢，我也是有这个问题。
I think about the schedule of all the things that what do we have to take care of today?
我就想到今天的时间表，我今天呢需要做些什么事。
The idea that God might be doing something miraculous often isn't even on my mind.
所以呢，我脑筋里从来不去想说神可能要在我身上成就一些神迹的事。
And that's where in the verses prior to the story, they're very convicting for me.
所以呢，在这个前面的这个一些经节呢，是对我说话的。
Because if you think about it, Zachariah, Elizabeth's husband.
所以当我们来想撒加利亚就是伊丽莎伯的丈夫。
He's a priest, meaning it's his job to help explain the Old Testament scriptures to people in his church, in his synagogue.
他是一个祭司，所以呢 他的任务之一就是要把神的话，旧约里的话讲解给他的民听。
So when he is told that his wife, even though she's a little bit older than usual to be a new mother, is pregnant,
所以呢当他听到说他的妻子要怀孕，虽然他的妻子年纪是比较大一些，
he doesn't believe it.
他不相信。
He would have more access to stories like Sarah.And like Hannah in the Old Testament, where God helped them miraculously give birth.
他是应该知道，旧约里讲到的撒拉，讲到的哈娜，他们都是怀孕，都是非常奇迹式的怀孕。
We're not saying that it's likely.
我们不是说这是可能的。
But it's happened before.
但是呢，以前的确发生过了。
But still, he doesn't believe.
但是他仍然不信。
And I know.I have seen God work in miraculous ways, in many different ways in life.
那么我也是，我就看见在生命当中，神呢做出各样各的奇迹。
But I can have trouble believing that He will do something powerful in the future.
但是呢， 我不太能够相信神在未来会做出一些神迹来。
Or even in the present.
或者甚至是在目前。
But when Mary receives news of something that has never happened before, ever in history.
可是当玛利亚听到说这件从来没有发生过，历史上从来没有发生过的事情。
She says, "May it be as may your word be fulfilled."
她就说，情愿照你的话成就。
May it be as you have said.
情愿照你所说的。
There is so much that we can learn from Mary's response.
所以从玛利的回应里面，我们可以学到很多。
She shows us that we can believe that miracles can take place.
所以呢，她让我们看见，我们可以相信说神迹是会发生的。
And I think at least part of this is realizing that she was about to give birth to someone that had, people had been waiting for many, many years.
这里面呢有一点就是她相信她要生出来的孩子是人们在期待的那一位。
And I believe many of us are looking for a miracle this morning.
所以我相信我们当中很多人期待今天会有一个奇迹发生。
But perhaps the biggest miracle we need to consider is the fact of who this baby was.
但是我们要思想最大的奇迹呢，就是这个婴孩是谁。
That this miraculous baby would one day grow up to die on the cross for our sins and rise again so that we would have new life.
这个奇迹的出生，婴孩将来要死在十字架上，并且呢要复活，是为了我们。
And if we say that that's the key to our faith as Christians.
如果我们说这是我们基督徒信仰的钥匙，
If we believe that this has happened, that he's died on the cross, that he rose again on the third day,
如果我们相信他在十字架上死了，并且第三天复活，
then why can he not do powerful things in our lives even now at this moment?
所以他为什么现在不能够在我们身上成就一些大能的事？
So through Mary's response, she's teaching us that we can expect that God will do things that we don't think are possible.
所以呢，透过玛利亚的回应，我们可以相信说，神在我们身上可以做成一些大事。
Now, I think we all want to believe this. I really do.
我相信我们都愿意相信这一点。
But we might say, it's hard. How can I actually expect God might do a miracle that I've been praying for so long that it hasn't happened before?
但是我们就说 我还是不大能相信神会要成就这个奇迹，一件我曾经为了这个祷告多年的事，可是仍然没有发生。
And I think that's why the next part of the story is very important for us as well.
所以呢，下面的故事的下面这一段呢也是非常重要的。
So Mary has shown us what it looks like to accept God's miracle.
玛利亚让我们看到接受神的奇迹是怎么一回事。
But it's also just as important to us to be able to share in the miracles that God is doing.
但是呢，同样重要的就是我们要能够分享神在我们身上所行的奇迹。
And so in verse 36, Mary had been told that Elizabeth was going to have a child.
那么在第三十六节的时候，玛利亚呢，听伊丽莎伯呢也已经怀孕了。
Even though for her it was very, very unlikely this would happen because of her old age.
那么因为伊丽莎伯的年纪老迈了，所以呢这件事呢是也是一件非常不可能的事。
It's hard to tell if Mary knew that Elizabeth was pregnant prior to this revelation from the angel.
那么在天使告诉玛利亚以前呢，我们不知道玛利亚是不是已经知道伊丽莎伯的事。
And I don't think she's thinking about Elizabeth that much because she probably has a lot on her mind at this point.
那么在这个时候呢，我想嘛，伊丽莎伯不是玛利亚注意的事情，因为这时候她的脑中呢有很多的事情。
But it's really amazing that Mary and Elizabeth are about to experience something similar.
但是呢，很有意思的就是这个时候，玛利亚和伊丽莎伯他们要经历相似的事情。
And sometimes when we hear about something powerful God does in someone else's life,
有的时候呢，我们听到在别人生命当中呢有那个神大能的事情
，we might think, oh, that's nice, or that sounds good.
我们就说啊，这个很好，听起来很不错。
But maybe the significance doesn't really hit us.
可是这个重要性呢，可能我们还没有明白。
But something really encouraging happens when Mary goes to visit Elizabeth.
可是呢，当玛利亚去看伊莎伯的时候呢，对她是很有鼓励的。
And we see this in the next verses, in verse 41.
然后呢，我们就在第四十一节看到。
So Mary had gone to visit Elizabeth.
在这个时候呢，玛利亚去探望伊丽莎伯。
And verse 41 tells us when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb.
伊丽莎伯一听玛利亚问安，所怀的胎就在腹里跳动。
And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
伊丽莎伯且圣灵充满。
So the visit of the two of them prompts something in Elizabeth.
所以他们两个人的会面呢，就使别另外的事情发生了。
I want to read her response in verses 42 to 45.
我要读42到45节。
She says, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear.
她说你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀的胎也是有福的。
But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?
我主的母到我这里来，这是从哪里得的呢？
As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy.
因为你问安的声音一入我耳，我怀里的胎就欢喜跳动。
Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill His promises to her.
这相信的女子是有福的，因为神对她所说的话都要应验。
I don't think we can see anywhere in the story where we 100% know that Elizabeth knew what the angel had revealed to Mary.
所以在经文里面呢，我们不能够完全看出来说，伊丽莎伯知道，天使，告诉玛利亚些什么事。
We don't know if news of Mary's pregnancy had happened to reach Elizabeth.
所以呢，我们不知道玛利亚怀孕的消息是传到伊丽莎伯那里。
But the two of them being together somehow prompts this experience of the Holy Spirit in Elizabeth.
所以呢，当他们两个人见面的时候呢，圣灵就给了他这样子的经历。
This has got to be so encouraging for Mary.
那么这个对玛利亚来讲呢，应该对她是非常有鼓励性的。
On the one hand, Mary's response teaches us a lot about how much we can accept what God might be doing in our lives.
那么玛利亚回应就让我们学习我们怎么样能够接受神在我们身上的这个奇迹。
But it's hard to imagine that she didn't at least have some doubt or uncertainty at this point.
但是很难想象她在这个时候没有任何的怀疑。
This is not a small miracle or a small thing that is about to happen in her life.
这不是一个小小的奇迹。
But when Mary goes and sees Elizabeth, there's so much encouragement when they both know that they are about to experience something powerful.
可是当玛利亚去见伊丽莎伯的时候，对他们来讲这是非常有鼓励性的，因为他在他们两人的生命当中都有很重要的事要发生。
This is the same kind of assurance that you and I need when we're trying to experience, like when we're trying to experience that God might be doing something powerful.
这对你我呢是一个保证，就是当我们相信说要在我们身上成就大事。
If God reveals something to us that we think is very unlikely to happen.
如果神让我们知道说在我们身上会有一些不太可能发生的事情。
It's much easier for us to doubt that it'll actually take place.
所以呢，对我们来讲，怀疑比相信容易。
But when we share these things with each other,
但是当我们彼此分享的时候，
it's a way where we get to strengthen one another's beliefs.That God's going to do something powerful in our lives.
这样子呢，我们就彼此坚固，彼此的信仰，相信神要在我们身上成就一些事情。
And this is why I'm thankful that at our church we place a great value on people sharing their testimonies.
所以呢，我很感恩的就是在我们教会当中，我们很注重，我们彼此分享神在我们生命当中所成就的。
When you share what God is doing in your life, you never know when someone might be experiencing the exact same thing, but they don't know how to talk about it.
那当我们分享神在我们生命当中所成就的时候，我们不知道会怎么样影响到别的人，因为他。那个人可能不知道如何分享。
And then together you get to experience the power of God.
所以呢，你们在 一起的时候，你们一起来经历神的大能。
It's a way where for each other we can strengthen the idea that God will do something miraculous.
所以呢，当我们一起的时候，我们可以坚固我们的信念，说神要在我们身上成就奇事。
And so this is a really powerful interaction that we see that Mary and Elizabeth have.
所以呢，玛利亚和伊丽莎伯之间的这个互动呢是非常重要的。
So when it comes to us, hopefully we can take steps to share the real amazing blessings that God's done in our lives.
所以呢，希望我们呢，也能够这样子彼此分享神在我们生命当中的作为。
It might not always be the easiest thing for us.
这个可能不是很容易的事。
We might be too shy.
我们可能是很害羞。
We might be worried that we're kind of bragging in a way to experience something that maybe someone else isn't experiencing.
我们也怕我们是在夸口，因为其他的人也许没有这样子的经历。
But can we see how mutually encouraging it was for Mary and Elizabeth this moment?
但是呢，我们是不是能够看到在这个时刻，玛利亚和伊丽莎伯之间呢是如何的能够彼此鼓励？
And if we have trouble believing that God might be doing something very powerful in our lives.
所以呢，如果我们不能相信说神要在我们的生命当中成就一些大能的事，
When we can talk about it with someone that we trust, that we're close to.
如果我们能够跟一个跟我们很接近、我们能够信任的人分享
，I think it really strengthens our faith in what God might be doing in our lives.
所以呢，这能够坚固我们的信仰。
And then finally, the story ends with a really unique part of chapter 1 of Luke.
然后呢，这个故事的这个末了的一段呢，是路加福音里面一非常有能力的一段经文。
And so.Another way that we can really experience God's power.
所以另外一样，我们能够经历神的大能的。
Is when we sing of God's miracles as well.
是当我们高唱神的奇事。
The section with Mary in Luke chapter 1 ends with her singing a song.
所以呢，路加福音这个后面的一段是玛利亚她在歌颂神。
She starts by saying that she's glorifying God.
她开始的时候就是说，我的心尊主为大。
Because in 48, he's been mindful of where she's at. He knows what she's experiencing.
因为第48节说，她知道我现在的情况。
And in this song, she continues to speak of God's mercy and how he has the power to bring down earthly rulers.
在这里他继续的不停的讲 神的恩典，神这样他神能够叫在高位的能够把降卑。
And she sings of how he will be faithful to his people.
那么他也歌颂说神对他的名是非常信实的。
And the lyrics of this song sound very similar to a lot of the songs that I know we sing in our English congregation.
那么这个玛利亚的诗歌呢，跟我们在英文。部所唱的诗歌呢，是有很多相似的地方。
I'm guessing that they sound similar to the songs we sing in this room as well.
那么我猜想说，这个玛利亚的诗歌呢，也跟我们在中文堂所唱的诗歌有很多相似的地方。
But that's just a guess, because I don't know what any of the words mean.
这只是我的猜想，因为我不知道歌词讲的是什么。
And so this is so important because when we sing songs in the same way that Mary does here,
这个很重要，因为我们如果和玛利亚一样的歌颂的话，
we're singing of God's miraculous power.
我们就是在唱神的行奇迹的大能。
It's a way that we can remember that God has the power to work in these ways.
这是当我们纪念说神是有能力做成的大事。
A favorite song of mine that I've been listening to lately that plays on K-Love, the Christian radio.
我很喜爱的一首诗歌呢，我是我最近常常在听的，是在那个一个基督教的电台里放的。
It's a song called Raise a Hallelujah.
这个歌呢叫做高唱 Hallelujah。
And here are some of the lines from the song.
那么这里的有一些歌词是这样的。
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies.
在我的敌人面前，我高唱 Hallelujah.
I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm.
我要在暴风中歌颂。
Louder and louder, you're going to hear my praises roar.
响亮更响亮，你要听见我的赞美如咆哮。
Up from the ashes, hope will arise.
在从尘埃中升起希望。
Death is defeated, the king is alive.
死亡已战败，我的王活着。
One of the best things that we can do when we are hoping for God to do a miracle in our lives is to sing of the ones that He has done already.
所以呢，如果我们希望神能够在我们生命当中做成奇迹的话，最好的办法呢，就是歌颂他已经做成的。
And in that last line, death is defeated, the king is alive.
那么最后的一句说，死亡已经战败，我的王是活着的。
It shows us that God has done the ultimate miracle on the cross.
这就表示说神在那个十字架上已经做成了至终的那个神迹。
And that reminds us that we can trust in His power, even in the moments where we find it hard to believe.
这就提醒我们说我们可以相信他的大能，甚至于在我们觉得很难相信的时刻。
So what do we think about miracles this morning?
所以今天早上我们怎么样看神迹？
Hopefully we've seen from Mary's response that perhaps our expectations of what God can do can sometimes be too small.
所以呢，也许我们从玛利亚的回应当中，我可以想到说，有的时候我们的期盼是太小了。
But if we believe that Mary's baby, Jesus Christ, died on the cross and rose again on the third day,
但是如果我们相信玛利亚的婴孩耶稣基督死在十字架上三天后复活
then perhaps we can learn to respond the way Mary does.
也许呢我们可以学习像玛利亚一样的回应
where we can learn to say, may your word be fulfilled to me.
我们可以学习说情愿照你的话成就在我身上
So when people ask me today, it's usually our youth group kids, but it could be anyone.
所以呢，当人们问我的时候啊，多半是我们的青少年，但是也有别的人。
When people ask me, does God still do miracles in our world today?
所以当人们问我说，神今天还在不在世上行神迹
？I've learned to answer it like this.
我呢，是我学会要这样的回答。
This past Wednesday night, our young adult group got together to study the Bible.
那么在过去的星期三晚上 我们教会的那个成年人、啊、他聚在一起就是来读神的话语
And as 10 of us or so were studying the book of 1 Peter together, we just had a really great conversation about what it means to live graciously in this world.
那么大概有 我们有十个人一起在学习彼得前书我们学习在这个世上我们怎么样靠神的恩典而活
I don't think a two-hour time span like that on Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. is very normal in Silicon Valley.
像我们这样子在周三的晚上八点到十点钟这样子的聚集在西谷不是很寻常的事。
Or when I consider what church looks like on a Friday night here, I see it as no small miracle.
当我看到周的时候我们的教会的情况我就说这不是一个小的
Some of you as parents rush home from work, you try to feed your kids and get here by 7:45.
你们当中做父母的在周五的晚上赶回家烧饭给你们的孩子吃然后呢在7:45的时候赶着把他们带来。
And with the work schedules I know many of you have, and with today's traffic, that's a miracle in and of itself.
我知道你们的工作紧张，还有呢现在的堵车的情况，这个啊不是一个小的神迹。
It's a miracle how some of you will get here sometime between 7:45 and 8:00, and then maybe even some of you might volunteer to supervise kids running around the fellowship hall for an hour and a half.
所以啊，当你们把你们在7:45 to 8:00的时候来到这里，这不是一个小事。
That's not normal here, given how busy we are, or how stressed out we are by our responsibilities.
所以啊，我们在能够这样有这样子的时间表，在这里的西谷不是一件简单的事情。
And even this last Friday, as many of our youth group students were off from school.
甚至呢，上一个周五，因为上一个星期，学生们是放假的。
They spent Friday night standing around tables playing games with ketchup packets, cups, quarters, chopsticks, and glue sticks.
所以呢，在周五的时候，他们就围绕着这个桌子，他们就在玩一些游戏，用一些什么杯子，用那个番茄酱的包，然后用什么棍小的棍子等等，在这里玩。
That's not normal activity for our very busy students in today's very competitive academic world.
所以呢，在今天在各样的繁忙竞争当中的学生，这样子的活动不是很寻常的。
And as they were playing these games, they didn't have their eyes glued to their phone screens.
所以当他们玩这些游戏的时候呢，他们的眼睛不是粘在他们的手机上。
If you want any proof that God does miracles, that's a miracle to me.
所以你们如果想要看到神的奇迹，这些都是奇迹。
And so I pray that when we accept and share and sing of God's miracles.
所以呢，当我们接受，当我们分享神的奇迹的时候。
That we will see more and more of God's miraculous power in our lives.
然后呢，我们就会越来越看到神的这个行奇迹的大能在我们的生命当中。
And if there's a miracle that we're hoping for, that we've been praying for over and over and over again.
所以呢，如果我们在期盼一个神迹，然后我们不停的祷告。
With seemingly no answer.
可是好像没有得到答复。
I pray that we would consider the hope of what this miracle that we read about means for us.
所以呢，我就想说，我们要思想这里讲到的这个神迹给我们所能够带来的盼望。
That God would send His
神的奇迹的时候
，we will see more and more of God's miraculous power.
所以呢，我们就会越来越更多的看到神行奇迹的大能。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
我们亲爱的天父，我们为你的话语感谢你。
God, I know that each of us wants to experience your miraculous power.
我知道我们每一个人都想经历你那行奇迹的大能。
And God, I'm sure many of us, sometimes we have trouble doubting that you will work powerfully in our lives.
但是我们很多的时候，我们就怀疑说你愿意在我的生命当中行大能的事。
God, may we learn from Mary's response that we read this morning.
所以神，我们愿意从玛利亚的榜样学习。
May we learn to expect that you do want to work powerfully in our lives.
让我们相信说，神，你是愿意在我们的生命当中行大能。
It may not always be how we expect or on our own timing.
并不是每次都是如我们所想象的，还有如我们的时间。
But I pray that we would see you as a God that we can trust.
但是呢，我们愿意把你当作一位我们能够信靠的神。
And that we can expect great things from.
然后我们可以从你那里得到你在我们身上行大事。
We love you and we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们爱你，我们奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So today we.